Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Before we get to our next guest, I want to point out, I think the president's in the process of tweeting. Oh, there it is. Wow, looks like James Comey exonerated Hillary Clinton long before the investigation was over. And so much more. A rigged system, he says. Wow, look at these live tweets on the air. Mary Walter, take it away.
All right, Katie Pavlich is with us. Katie's editor at Town Hall. Katie, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Happy Friday to you.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
So you've got the story of the day here, all right? The story of the day being that we are now finding out, based on some of the interviews that were conducted in regards to James Comey's interview of Hillary Clinton, that some of these people have seemed to have put out there that this a memo was drafted regarding whether he was going to let her off the hook or not, was drafted before 17 key witnesses were interviewed, including Hillary Clinton herself. And this is according to Chuck Grassley and Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham, I don't think, is a huge fan of the president. So I find this interesting that this is coming out. Could you give us lay this out for us here?
Yeah, so this news comes after Chuck Grassley, who's the committee chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, which has been investigating the circumstances around how James Comey came to this conclusion that Hillary Clinton shouldn't be referred per prosecution to the Justice Department, and why he decided to be so public about his findings, right? There was obviously the controversy around how public he was with the announcement that he wasn't going to refer her for charges. And yesterday, he sent a letter along with Lindsey Graham, who was on that committee, to the current FBI director, who's only been there for, what, a month or so, with transcripts of James Comey's former chief of staff essentially laying out that there was a memo drafted in early spring of 2016 that was going to exonerate Hillary Clinton before Hillary Clinton had been interviewed by the FBI for the criminal investigation in term mishandling of classified information, in addition to Cheryl Mills. We're all familiar with her, Hillary Clinton's longtime attorney and chief of staff, who was given immunity by the FBI. And then there was Brian Pagliano, who they still hadn't interviewed, who pled the fifth, of course, and was the guy who set up the private server in the first place. So this raises all kinds of questions, not only about the FBI investigation and how thorough it was, but about James Comey's own testimony under oath in front of Congress, because he made it seem like this was a decision that was made at the end of an investigation after thorough thought and interviewing of all the people involved. And if you look at what the what Chuck Grassley and Lindsey Graham are now asking for, they're drilling down on this, and they want to see the memo that was drafted. And they say April or May of 2016. So this isn't going away.
Given James Comey's typical behavior, which is to constantly be managing his own PR and to like constantly release statements, I feel like we have to be minutes away from him weighing in on this. But this also This also opens up suggestions about how honorable and how upstanding he is. And it seems like since that he made that statement about Hillary Clinton, all we've been subjected to now are questions about his credibility, despite the fact that the press keeps saying that he's such an honorable, upstanding man. The idea that he's preparing memos exonerating Hillary Clinton prior to even doing these interviews is yet another piece of evidence, Katie Pavlich, that James Comey needs to be held with a degree of skepticism.
Well, and I think last year, I would say that he was making enemies on both sides of the political aisle, and it sort of seemed like he was doing his job because of that. But now with this new letter, and Chuck Grassley is not someone who exaggerates, by the way. I mean, he's someone who's very thorough. He doesn't typically grandstand during hearings like a lot of senators and congressmen tend to do. When he sends a letter like this, it's because it's serious, and they've gone through, and his team and his legal team has gone through all of the facts of what they're asking for. And so, yeah, there are major questions about the way James Comey handled the FBI investigation. One of the interesting things in this letter that the senators specifically point out is that they're not sure if even the FBI agents who were working on this underneath Comey were aware that he had made this decision in April or May of 2016 to end the investigation essentially and exonerate Hillary Clinton and write this memo while they were continuing to do their work like they're supposed to. They're not sure if those agents know about that. But according to the letter, Comey sent this memo around to leadership in the FBI. So apparently this letter or this memo exists, and that's exactly what they're looking for.
What I find interesting is the timeline. In May, this memo allegedly was drafted, right? In May.
If you look at the letter, they say the chief of staff, Comey's chief of staff, says that May probably was late. He says it was probably earlier than that. Can't remember an exact date, but he said May was probably a little bit late. He thinks it was more like April or earlier.
In June is the tarmac meeting. July is the announcement. My question here is a big why. Why would James Comey put himself in this position knowing full well that the whole thing could explode and it's going to be in his lap?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure. I mean, I don't know if he thought Hillary Clinton was going to win and therefore he didn't want to prefer her for prosecution because he wanted to keep his job. I don't know why this would be the way that he handled things. And he's going to be the one who's going to have to explain that. And I think that what else we're going to see moving forward is Senator Grassley is going to want to hear him testify again about this situation, about the memo, and about the discrepancies between what this letter says and what these transcripts say, and what his testimony was under oath about this entire process.
Well, I'm struck by this. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I'm struck by this because he seems to be a very he's tactical. Like everything from leaking his own memos to a professor
right.
in order to ferret them to the press. He kind of even was self-effacing when he admitted that he kind of succumbed to the political pressure by Loretta Lynch of referring to Hillary's investigation as a matter rather than an investigation. He's kind of tried to walk this line delicately, but it makes it very clear he's a man who's very adept at politics, and I'm going to be curious if there's any way that he could possibly spin out of this one.
Well, and I based on what these transcripts say, and these transcripts, by the way, are from the Office of Special Counsel. They're not from the interviews that they did of their own investigation, and the Senate Judiciary Committee has gotten their hands on them, so they're coming from that counsel. The Wall Street Journal wrote that op-ed about, you know, the President Trump needing to fire James Comey because of his political leanings, because of his politics. He's now writing this, you know, book that he's gotten a big advance for. So we'll see what turns up. But there are certainly a lot more questions now than there are answers. And this goes to, you know, the heart of, I think, how a lot of the country is feeling, in the sense they feel like a lot of their institutions have let them down. The government is corrupt. And even the FBI is not unscathed when it comes to the political atmosphere and people doing things to promote their own political perspective or whatever for selfish reasons.
Well, I desperately hope we get some answers. Katie Pavlich, thank you very much for trying to provide a couple for us this morning.
Anytime. We'll talk to you soon.
Nice to chat with you. Thank you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Save big at Menards and prepare for the summer heat with a new air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Cool your space from anywhere in the room with 3 cooling speeds and a remote control. Save big money on Denali air conditioners. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save.